Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
From Las Vegas, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, November 24th. Following a boating accident near Nassau's Blue Lagoon Island, Royal Caribbean has suspended all excursions on the island until December 1st. Now, this extends the previous date by a week. During the excursion, the ferry encountered rough seas, went down, and a 75-year-old American woman from Colorado lost her life, reportedly of a heart attack. Royal Caribbean is working with local authorities to investigate the incident and has assured guests that they will receive full refunds for the canceled excursions. And the Celebrity Ascent, the latest addition to Celebrity Cruises Edge Class, has begun its service with a cruise from Port Everglades. Earlier this week, the ship made it in from the shipyard in France over to Florida. Ascent will be christened in Port Everglades next week before officially entering her winter Caribbean cruise season. The ship's launch precedes the debut of Celebrity Excel in 2025, which will complete the Edge Class. And if you have $16 million and in the market to buy a house, well, this one could be for you. Former Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings CEO Frank Del Rio is selling his waterfront mansion in Vero Beach, Florida. The 5,600-square-foot property built in 1997 features 7 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, crystal quartz countertops, Italian custom built-ins, a summer kitchen, and a saltwater pool, listed for a cool $15.9 million by International Realty. Del Rio's decision to sell stems from his desire to travel more, starting with a 20-day Antarctica cruise on the Oceana Marina. In June, Del Rio retired from his 8-year run as the head of NCL Holdings, which oversees Norwegian Cruise Line, Oceana, and Regent Seven Seas Cruises, living that big life. And the photo of the week comes from Christopher of Norwegian Escape off the coast of Grand Cayman. Great photo here, Christopher. You can send your photos to doug@cruiseradio.net. All photos are subject to air. And the market was closed on Thursday for Thanksgiving. It reopens for about a half day later on this morning. If you have a lead on a story, you can send it our way, tips@cruiseradio.net. From Las Vegas, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.